Hey there, Tobias here, and welcome to a special episode of Extraordinary. This time, I'm going to be speaking directly to an exciting new opportunity within brand consulting. So if you're not into brand consulting, if you don't want to be a brand consultant, or if you're not a brand consultant, this might not be the episode for you. So feel free to check out and browse all the other episodes. This one is going to be about sharing what I'm working on together with my team, something that I believe can transform the brand consulting industry. For those of you who have followed me, you might know that one of my missions is to elevate the standard of brand consulting. And the reason for that is that after having been in the industry for about 15 years, I've seen so much clutter in this space, so many people titling themselves brand strategist, brand consultant, and it kind of like diluting what it really means to be in this space, to make a good livelihood, to earn actually a lot of money, to have a lot of impact, to work with great clients, have a great lifestyle. I'd like to protect this profession. I want to elevate it. I want brand consultants to be paid more than lawyers and business consultants even, just because what brand consulting can provide for companies is purely transformational, and we should be able to get paid what we're worth, right? But anyways, I want to get into what we're going to be doing, and I want to kind of segue into this by just explaining a little bit where I'm coming from, why we're doing this in the first place. So let me just first say, we're going to be launching a global brand consulting collective. So under one brand, we're going to have hopefully hundreds of brand consultants working under one brand, under one mission, and it's going to be amazing. Let me explain how this is going to work. So how I got into this model was really by asking myself a question, and that was like, how can we support all the people that graduate from Certified Brand Consultant, our flagship program for brand consultants? You know, because that program is 8 to 10 weeks long, and it will prepare you with mindsets, confidence, tools, methods, all the stuff you need really to make it in the brand consulting space. But, you know, let's face it, like if somebody taught you a new sport or to play the piano, just understanding it and doing it for a while is not going to lead you to mastery. So I've been thinking about, okay, how can we offer something that will help people really take the next steps after they really got a hang of it and got all the tools and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyways, what I was doing that, I really asked myself another question, which is like, what is it that people need the most? What would really help them get there faster? And so currently what people are doing, they're building their own offering, their own brand, and that's great. And we want to continue to support you if that's what you want to do. But another concept emerged from this, and that was, I started to think, what if all the things that I have done and that I have proven over my career and all the things I know how to do for the future, if I gave people everything? So what I mean is proven offers. We had amazing branding, messaging. We taught people exactly how to get clients, how to convert the clients into sales, how to do everything and build your brand consulting business. And I mean from making at least $180,000 per year and upwards from there. I mean, somebody will want to build a seven-figure brand consultancy. No problem. We'll support you. We'll know how to do that. I've done it myself. You know, we know how to do that. So the point I'm making here is that if you're somebody who wants to really seriously be in this space, and you feel like you need support in terms of skill building, in terms of tools and offerings, all that stuff that takes a long time to build, and if you want to have colleagues around the world, if you want to be part of a collective where there might be cross-selling opportunities, for sure there will be cross-selling opportunities, but you can work in your own space, but you have ongoing support, well, I'll be the flag bearer championing this new brand. I'll be creating content. I'll be driving it really hard. You're going to get access to everything that I've ever created, and I'm going to keep creating, branding and marketing this. So it's going to work like a franchise. And what that means is you're going to be, if you're part of this, I'm just assuming if you wanted to be part of this, you would be the entrepreneur, the CEO of your own business, and you would be part of this collective, which will, the front of this collective will be one united brand. Just like a lot of brands that you might be using, and you might be aware, or you might not be aware, that they're actually based on a franchise model. And so what that means is a part of your sales goes into the franchise to keep you going. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be produced, and there's a lot of training that goes into this. So there's a royalty on sales, which is in the 10 to 12% zone, let's say. And then there's going to be a monthly fee that is mostly just for keeping this business going, because there's shared investments, stuff like you don't have to invest in if you're part of this, that we'll invest in to keep this going. But the idea is really, from your perspective, let's say if you're somebody, let's say you have a background as a designer, if you're passionate about brand strategy, but you already have some skills. You're not a newbie, but you feel like, hey, if somebody would teach me and support me and provide everything that I need to get to, and I would say the goal should be to get to 200K and above. And then if you're somebody who wants to become an entrepreneur in this space, like, why not go all the way and build it to multiple seven figures? But let's say if you want to be the solopreneur, have a really nice lifestyle, make a good living, making 20K, 30K a month through a model that will give you leverage, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, then this might just be the thing for you. So I would say it's going to be collective, having people around the world working together with you, alongside you, constantly being part of this close-knit family. It's going to be about getting ongoing support. Also, I want to highlight one thing about the support. It's not only training. Yes, we're going to give you tools and templates and branded stuff and beautifully designed stuff, everything for you. It's going to be about the accountability. Like, imagine if somebody, if you had a coach that was always supporting you as long as you were an entrepreneur, even the sheer fact that you had to show up for a meeting and talk about how many leads you generated, how many clients you had, maybe go through some of your client problems and get support, that in itself will probably help you double your business. Because when we're alone, we like have nobody to answer to. That in itself makes our business stay smaller than it could be. So we're going to do everything, because we are, and I'm talking about myself, the Future Academy, we have aligned our motivations with you if you're part of this. Meaning, when you make money, we make money. And what that means is we are going to show up as your partners in this. And so that's what I am so super excited about. Now, I could, I said I was going to talk about leverage. So the thing is, when you think about running a solo operations, and if you're a designer and your background is a designer, you will definitely understand this. But also if you've been selling hours, now think about the capacity that you have to sell during the course of a month. Like that would be, let's say you have 150 hours, pretty much. Let's say 50 hours, you do all kinds of stuff, like from admin to stuff that is non-delivery. Sales, marketing, you might actually do more. But let's say you have 100 hours. Now, if you sell an hour at $100 or pounds, that gives you an income of 10K. It's pretty much, you're maxed out. Maybe you could push 15, but you're pretty much maxed out at some point because you don't have leverage. You sell 1 hour for one unit of money, 100, let's say, or 150, or 80, or 50, whatever it is. Now, having leverage means that you are able to do more with less. And when you do more with less, you can start to maybe double the amount of income that you do with your time. So the way to do that is by taking out some of the parts of your business that that are like kind of not worth doing for you. And that's what we're going to do with this model. And also, we're going to give you offerings that are proven, that works, that have high margins built into them, which means that you can sell, let's say, a 10K offer and have 8K in profits because of some of the automation, the tools, the stuff that is built into it. So that way, you're going to be able to significantly grow your business. And then if you're willing to take on some help, somebody to help you with sales or somebody to help you with admin and stuff, you can definitely grow this a lot further. I'm going to help you with that if that's what you want. So this is, this is something that we're rolling out. And what we're going to do is we're going to take on founding members. Typically, a franchise has a franchise fee that you pay up front, which in these types of franchises could be $50,000 to $100,000. With the founding members, there's not going to be any kind of fee because we haven't built out all the assets. We don't have a website and the branding and all that stuff yet. We're getting on it with it. So, but for the founding members, they're going to have the lowest price ever. We want to reward the people that are the first ones that jump on this with a leap of faith. On the good side, you're going to be part of developing it. We're going to co-create this MF. That means if you're into that, that's going to be an exciting opportunity to really shape this company, this brand. And so we're looking for ambitious people that are service-minded, that are also sales-minded, because a big part of making this work is that you have to take our tools. We're going to give you all the training and the templates and all that kind of stuff, but you're still going to have to meet with people and make a sale. We're going to make it as easy as possible for you, and you're going to earn significantly more money than you're probably currently earning. I know it sounds cocky, but it's true. Let me prove it to you. Anyway, so we're looking for the right people for this. You don't have to be at the top of the brand consulting field, but you have to be somebody who's has the confidence and belief in yourself that you could definitely be a great brand consultant. Because the thing about building this through a collective is like everybody contributes to the brand. We either subtract or we add to the brand. So when you have this kind of setup, it means, you know, there are going to be reviews on Trustpilot, and everybody has to be trained and meet certain standards. Otherwise, this will not work. And we're going to do that. So we're going to set the bar really high. And so if we get into the other piece of this, which is like the front side of it, the front side meaning the value proposition, like how do we position this thing, etc. Well, we're going to get a lot more into details. If you're interested in this, by the way, you should reach out to Tobias at thefutureacademy.com. We'll jump on a call. We'll send you some information. And then if it's still interesting, we'll jump on a call. We'll go through a process. But so the front end. So what does that look like? Well, the way it looks is, and this is for now, this is still pretty fresh thinking, but I'm very confident this is how it's going to stay. And that is, you have players that, like the big networks, the interbrands and the big agencies, which are for the most part, they're design agencies. And some of them are good at brand strategy. Some of them are not great, or they have a few good brand strategists, but it's not really their full focus. Like you take Wolf Allens, or you take Landor, you take Safran. Like there's a number of these brand agencies, some of which are more strategic and some of which are less. Now they compete for the biggest clients in the world. Their starting rate, like I took an offer from one agency not very long ago, and they're like, we start at 500K, and somebody, you know, maybe a slightly smaller one would start at 100, etc. This is not where we're going to compete. We're not going to go to that level. It's not really because of the fee structure. It's because we're going to have that leverage I talked about. We're going to productize. We're not going to do standard consulting where we just solve complex problems through some sort of fairly generic double diamond framework or something like that. So there's a way to make this much more profitable and actually a lot more fun. With the big companies, there's procurement, there are like long bids, there's pitching, all that kind of stuff, which we want to avoid. So we're going to go for small and mid-sized companies. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to be very clear about the different offerings that we have. We're going to have front-end offers. So there's going to be coaching offers as well, which means you can support your clients longer term on a monthly fee. There's going to be a lot of different options for how you can set up your version of this if you are the right person, if you're interested. So it's not just one product. We're going to have many different options. The idea is really to find your place within this network. So some people are like about the analytics and the strategy and all that kind of stuff. And some people might be more about the creative direction. But like the idea here is that we're brand consultants. It's not about creating a design network, meaning like execution design. But there are still many areas. There's internal, there's culture, there are many different areas that we can serve as a collective. And that's where this becomes really interesting because let's say you're in the US market and you have colleagues all over the world, but you find a specialist, like somebody is just like great at brand culture and that's all they do. Now you have a client, you can bring in that specialist from the network and you could do a revenue share. So we're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. Of course, we're going to do a lot of training. We're going to have live events. We're going to get together. It's just one of those things that I feel like this is a dream come true. And I if you're excited by now, you'll probably know if this is for you or not, by the way. And so you might be thinking, okay, well, you know, how much is it going to cost? What's the investment and so forth? We'll talk about that. There's a fixed cost and there's a variable cost. The variable cost can be a royalty, which means it takes down the risk for you because you pay only when you make a sale. But there's, like I said, there's also a fixed part of it. So we're going to do everything we can to make it as easy and risk-free for you to join. But we're going to set a high standard. We want to get the right people because it's going to be all about the right people. So what else did I not cover? If you have any questions, please just send them my way. Again, when it comes to the brand name, the network, when it comes to the offers, like we're going to be working out all these things before the end of this year, hopefully even within the next month or two. But the founding members that we're looking for, we're going to start training them as soon as possible. So we have, before we launch the name and the branding and the website and all that stuff, we want to get going right away because there's so much to learn. There's culture to be built. There's the collective we want to meet every week. We want to get to know each other. And so we're looking for the first 10 or so consultants who want to do this. And so, again, you're going to get the best deal ever because it's going to require you to take a bit of a leap of faith to go into something where you need to place a lot of trust in me. And if you trust me that I will follow through and give you everything I promise here, then I want to reward you for that. But we're going to talk more about the specifics again. If you're interested, reach out to Tobias@thefuturecamera.com. But I want to say this, I'm going to make it fair so that I don't ask you to commit to a year without you, of course, signing a contract, going through everything. But I want you to just let me know if you're interested because we're going to move fast and we want to find the right people. So again, maybe this wasn't the best structured way to go through this, but I just wanted to spontaneously just talk about this first. So you know what we're doing. And again, the idea is to build an independently owned global brand consulting collective, which operates under one brand, meaning that we can compete against bigger companies if we want to. We could bring in multiple brand consultants, but primarily it's going to be you working with your clients. And it's going to give you so many benefits. It's going to give you an edge because you're not a solopreneur coming from a solopreneur brand. You're coming from a global brand. You're going to have all the assets that these big companies will have that you can use to your advantage. You're going to have endless amounts of trainings. You're going to have all the tools. We're going to teach you how to promote, to sell, to do content, everything that you need. And that way, you're just going to be able to explode the business. We're going to just show up and do everything we can to make that happen for you. And in the contracts, there's going to be clear ways for, you know, if you feel that this isn't the thing after a few months, like how do we get out of it, a trial period and this and that. But that's more to the specifics. I'm talking to a lawyer to set up the contract. So that's kind of the next step. But anyways, for now, it's just like I wanted to explain what this idea is. And if you're excited, reach out and then we'll take it from there. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. And I hope you are as excited as I am.